Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Giannis stuff yesterday was really interesting, and then you end up having the calf injury last night, which adds a wrinkle into this thing for sure, especially what we've seen with these calf injuries and these Achilles, especially in the NBA
All
with
right,
superstars.
Right, exactly. So they have until February 5th to work something out if they're going to trade him. And I'm talking about from the Bucks' perspective, not the Knicks just yet. But if he is, you know, sat down with the Bucks and said, look, I think it's time. You know, he came in here and just ran rabbit over the Knicks when they played here. Mm-hmm. So I think that was enticing for Knicks fans to see. The question would be, what would it take? And by the way, you know, the Knicks had a chance to extend Karl-Anthony Towns. They did not do that. I think he's highly motivated. I think he's playing a motivated brand of basketball right now because he doesn't want to be traded. He doesn't want to leave. He would have to be in the trade if they were going to trade for Antetokounmpo.
Well, that's another layer of this.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like that, you're dealing with a lot of people's, you know, feelings. And, you know, there are guys that read everything, see everything that are on social media. And I think Karl-Anthony Towns doesn't want to go anywhere. And, you know, he'll be able to sign a new four-year extension at the end of this season. But this thing now is kind of really in a weird spot. If you are the Knicks, What would it take from the Knicks team right now, because they have no first-round picks right now?
Well, yeah. So I did extensive research on this.
I love when you do research because I don't have to.
I did extensive research on this because it's super complicated.
It's salaries. And
I'm really going to try not to get into the weeds here. But so, like, because, you know, the NBA, it's nuts. It's stupid.
What do they
it's
call
crazy.
top tier? What are tier ones?
Aprons.
Aprons. Got aprons. Okay.
So the aprons are involved, but that's really more of a next year salary cap thing. So I'll kind of leave that alone for the time being. But let's just break it down in the most simplest terms, that the money has to match. In the off season, there's some wiggle room. You have time to figure it out. In season, the money has to match. And if you are going to propose a Karl-Anthony Towns for Giannis Antetokounmpo trade and add like another player just to get up to Giannis's salary.
So Giannis is making more than Karl-Anthony Towns.
Right. But not by a lot. So it would take maybe one more player.
But then the Bucks would need to really want that player.
Well, hold on. But this is where I'm getting to.
Could it be a multiple player trade?
Well, this is what I'm getting to.
Okay, so good.
I
love it.
Jeez, yes. My right. goodness. I told you. If, let's just say, it's based on the money and people are sitting here and Knicks fans in a dream world like, well, trade Towns and trade Deuce McBride and get Giannis for those two guys. The Bucks aren't doing that. There's no way. There is no way in hell they are making that trade. So forget about that. Now, is there a chance that it gets so crazy in Milwaukee that trade is done? I still think no, maybe 10%, but no. All right, so how does it work now? Does a three-team deal happen where a team that has picks...
Get the Nets involved.
Gets involved. And but then in that case, you're going to have to trade either OG Anunoby or Mikal Bridges. And I don't know if I want to do that. So is there a way where you're getting rid of Towns and keeping OG and Bridges? I don't think there is. I really don't think that there is. So what you have to ask yourself is, you know, if there is the clearest path to something that makes sense,
yeah,
would be Towns gone, OG gone, Giannis in, a third team sending picks to the Bucks, and the Knicks picking up a player who is similar to OG, making less money, that could come in and fit his role. That's the only way that the roster construction and the thing could work for everybody.
Yeah.
And it just seems really difficult.
Well, the interesting thing is that Giannis is a year older than Towns.
Yeah.
And he's making, what, $54 million this year, $58 million next year, and then it goes to $62 the year after. I mean, like, their contracts almost line up in terms of years. So he's in the mid-50s, and let's see, Karl Anthony Towns is right there with him,
yeah,
53, but, 57.
But they're not making that deal one for one. They're just not.
No, I know they're not going to.
So it's just, I mean, that would be the most, in if... You know,
so
you know,
I mean, Carl, you're telling me that Giannis Antetokounmpo is 25% better than Carl Anthony Towns is.
I would say more. I'd say 30% better.
You're saying 30% better than Carl Anthony Towns is.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, Carl Anthony Towns right now is third in defensive rebounds in the league. In points scoring, Giannis is fourth overall in the league.
Yeah,
I mean,
what's going on this year as opposed to what we know these guys could do in the postseason is all I need to know. I mean, you're going to tell me that Karl Anthony Towns is going to be a different player in the postseason, not do the dumb things we've seen. I've seen Giannis be an MVP of the league. I've seen Giannis win a NBA Finals as the best player on his team. So,
well, Giannis,
it's going to be tough
Giannis is a little bit smaller than Karl Anthony Towns, right? And he plays more of a fluid game, which I'm sure Mike Brown would like. But, you know, here we go. I thought we were hiring this coach to get this group of guys over the hump to win a championship with the Celtics dealing with what they're dealing with, the Indiana Pacers dealing with what they're dealing
with. Yes, they did.
And this is so now all of a sudden, here we go. I don't know whether the Knicks are entertaining any of this stuff. I haven't really heard anything from the Knicks that leads me to believe, although I'm cynical about this. This is all coming from the Giannis camp.
Yes.
This is nothing's coming from the Knicks, but we're in New York. We all have microphones and pens, and everybody has an opinion. So that means it looks like the Knicks are interested, but how the hell do we know? Because I thought they were bringing in Mike Brown to get this group of guys, this group of players to the next level, and he's trying to do it by hoisting up three-pointers and changing the way that the team plays completely.
Yeah, I mean, I think absolutely you're right about all of that. That's what they were trying to do because this Giannis thing is very, very difficult to figure out. So the Bucks and Giannis were playing this game about should I stay, should I go? I'm not sure if I want to stay. We're not going to trade you. And in that time when the Knicks were interested in him for all these years, they never got a good beat on it because the Bucks and Giannis could never really make a decision and they stayed together. So in that time, they made two big trades. They traded for Karl Anthony Towns. They traded all their picks for Mikal Bridges. Now, it's too late when Giannis is like, I want to go to the Knicks because it's just not going to work. It would be like a humongous three-team insane deal where we would be sitting here going, I'm not sure if the Knicks are better now because Giannis is on the roster, but we lost Mitchell Robinson. We lost Josh Hart. We lost OG Anunoby. Well, you know what I'm saying?
I would say to Giannis, be careful what you wish for because, you know, if you come here, the pressure is going to be enormous. If you somehow push your way here, the pressure is going to be enormous. And really, the Bucks don't have to do anything. But now that he's hurt and he's sitting on the, they're going to end up losing some more games and more games and more games. And, you know, they're going to keep dropping and keep dropping and keep dropping. And maybe by the time February comes rolling around, end of January comes rolling around, you know, they're at a point where they're just disgusted and frustrated and they just want to go ahead and move them.
Yeah.
I mean, that and then how many other teams other than the Knicks are going to be involved? And I guess he could say, I don't want to go somewhere.
Well, I mean, yeah. So you had a couple guys yesterday, you know, Shams and others and Brian Windhorst talking about it's really only been the Knicks that he wants to go to now.
But so and again, that's only from his court.
Right. Yeah.
We haven't heard anything from, is Leon Rose actually, he's still around?
Yes, he's still around.
Have you heard from him?
No, he's Glenn Sather-like, operating in the shadows.
I kind of guess it's kind of smart. I mean, he's done a pretty good job. He's got he's assembled a really good team.
Yeah, he has.
They're championship. They're not as good as OKC. I don't know if they're as good as Denver. I don't know if they're, Cleveland will be a handful to play against. Detroit's going to be a handful to play against. Orlando already showed you what kind of situation the problems they pose.
Yeah, it's really tough. I wish there was a magic world in which you could do this Karl Anthony Towns, Giannis Antetokounmpo deal, but if that happens, then, you know, the happiest man in the world will be a fired Nico Harrison, because then the worst trade in the history of the NBA will no longer be his. That's the way I feel about it, because I don't think they're doing
it. Giannis has got five more years at all-pro level.
I do. Yes, I do. Now, I understand he's had his injuries, sure. Karl Anthony Towns is a guy who could miss some time, too. I am, but it's not... You're saying 5 years? Sure. We're talking windows,
man.
Oh,
we're talking windows right now.
We're talking windows. And if you are like me, where I'm still highly skeptical about Karl Anthony Towns being on a Knicks championship team, then you try to do this. But the problem is, you're going to have to trade other players that are championship players in order to get him. And it's almost, it's your classic Rob Peter pay Paul spot, right?
Exactly. And maybe Giannis coming here, then the Knicks turn into what the Bucks are right now. I mean, that's the problem.
100%. 100% right.
But I almost feel like I want this group of guys with this coach to see if they can do it. And then you worry about it in the offseason.
Well, see, I think this is...
And if they can't do it, then you do it in the offseason, then you change the way that you do things.
Well, do me a favor, though. It's going to be tough, because also Giannis' contract in this thing is another factor in this.
Well, Anthony Towns has got almost a very similar contract.
I'm not talking about the money right now. I'm talking about the years, too. Because he's under contract this year, then he's under contract next year, and then he's got a player option. These guys never pick up their player options, right?
They'll have to give him an extension. Just like, it's the same thing as Karl Anthony Towns. It's in the same situation.
Right. So
that's why you would swap those two players in some sort of deal that would make sense, but the Bucks would want more.
So now that brings into a conversation, do other teams get involved to have Giannis as a rental for a season and a half, and then he goes to the Knicks in free agency at some point in a couple of years? Will they have the money to do that? That's another factor in this whole thing. Plus, if you look at Bridges...
Can I ask you just one question?
Sure.
Give me one team in the NBA that really likes to help facilitate the Knicks' needs. Can you give me one?
Brooklyn?
No. Not a chance in
hell.
They
facilitated the Knicks' needs.
Well, no, they got four number one picks for Mikal Bridges.
They still facilitated their needs.
Yeah, but it also facilitated their own needs. They wanted it because they knew they weren't going anywhere. And, Sean Marks is in a total rebuilding.
All right, so what do you think?
Maybe since Giannis wants to come to New York, maybe, Sean Marks is going to, go after him.
I would if I were Sean Marks. But what team is facilitating the Knicks' needs?
None. There's no such animal in the NBA. Everybody hates the Knicks.
Yeah, yeah. No,
you know that. I know that. We feel it.
Right, but they still have made trades.
They love the Lakers for some reason, but they hate the Knicks.
Yeah, no, it's true. I do agree, but they're still, in a world where a player goes full NBA psycho, that player wants to go to a certain place, there's been more times than not that it has worked out. But I just don't see how this one... Can without
so you feel like he's pulling a LeBron James right now?
No, because LeBron was always free agency. He's pulling a James Harden right now is what he's doing.
Oh, that's what he's doing. Okay.
He's pulling a James Harden, but just not quite as nuts. You know, he's like working at a 60% capacity of a full James Harden cycle.
Do you think the Knicks should take a look at CP3?
Hey, yeah, I saw that. I saw people talking about that. I don't know where he's at, man. It's a weird thing. And
I mean, you need like 7 minutes a game from him.
Yeah.
He's unhappy.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not. But, yeah, so where I stand with this is if it's going to get done, it's going to be a huge shakeup to this roster. It's not going to be a one-for-one. And he's also now hurt with a calf injury that we've seen has turned into Achilles for Kevin Durant, for Jason Tatum, for Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, yeah, it goes on and on and on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I have developed one source inside of Madison Square Garden.
What?
I can't reveal it, but it's only one, and I'm not sure the person's reliable yet. We've just gotten to know each other.
Well, they're definitely not reliable.
How do you know that?
Because last year you came on this microphone and told us Madison Square Garden stopped selling chicken fingers, and you were dead wrong.
That was
the source. Be able to back that up?
That was before I had the source.
Oh,
okay. This is a new source. And the source told me something last night. And I was like, I'm not comfortable enough to go with it yet because I don't trust you.
Okay.
And then what made me feel a lot better, and I don't know, maybe it's the same source, CP the franchise said the same thing on Knicks Fan TV.
Oh.
And once he said that, I was like, okay, my source is accurate. Not saying they're the same source. I honestly have no idea. But at least confirmed someone I trust.
Right. So CP's your source.
No. He's not. I'm just saying he said the same thing, which made me feel like, oh, maybe my source does know what he's talking about.
Okay.
And that is the Knicks are not interested in trading for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Okay. It is not something that interests
especially
them.
Not now.
Why? Because he got hurt last night?
Because he's got a dreaded calf injury.
Well, a couple things about the calf issue. Do you think it's real?
I don't know. Watching the play felt a little bit dicey or shaky or sketchy because he just kind of like was walking through the lane after a field goal attempt and then just kind of sat out. It wasn't like he stepped back. Wasn't like he was hustling or running. It was nothing acute.
Mm-hmm.
He just kind of sat down.
So you think it's fake?
No, I don't think it's fake. I think it's real. I don't think you are putting him on a injured list for 4 weeks or whatever the heck it is if it's fake. If it's fake, it's like, it's day to day. I don't think it's fake at all.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's fake, and I also don't think it's going to be anything that affects a team from chasing Giannis. Because if you're chasing Giannis, you're not looking necessarily to suit him up in 5 days. I mean, you'd like to if he's ready.
Unless
what?
Unless you remember the history of Kevin Durant.
Oh, you're concerned that it could turn into an Achilles?
And that's exactly right.
Well, I think if you're a team trading for Giannis, you're going to be very careful upon trading for him. Like, you're not going to play him right away. You're going to give him ample time to rest his calf. But Doc Rivers, after last night's Bucks game, was asked about the rumors that Giannis is asking for a trade. Would you like to hear what Doc Rivers had to say?
Yeah, we don't need him. We won anyways.
They did win anyway. A very impressive win over the Pistons of all teams. How about that?
What did Doc say?
Here's what Doc Rivers had to say about Giannis Antetokounmpo asking for a trade.
I would say one more time, but for the 50th time, he clearly is not getting the one network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Okay. Do you believe him?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Giannis technically didn't ask for it.
His agent did.
Right. Yeah, it's so easy to get around, Doc. Come on. Yeah. He didn't ask for a trade.
Or he didn't ask me directly for a trade.
Right. Like, I didn't ask the architect for a raise. Of course I did. Well, it wasn't me, though. It was my agent. I mean, come on. Like, well, what kind of comment is that? So I see right through that. I think Doc is playing the semantics game.
Yeah, I would agree.
Evan, I have a question. When it comes to a calf strain, aren't you always veal?
What? Veal?
Instead of real, aren't they always veal? Calf?
Oh, calf. Oh.
Come on.
Oh,
come on.
That's a tough one to get, man.
Come on. I was
sitting on it. Because you got to make the association with the cow, a baby cow, it's calf.
Oh, that was gold. Come on.
I mean, it's just, I had to think too much. And I'm usually quick on the uptake.
Yeah, I let Tiki decide if that's funny or not. Yeah, I'm not answering it.
You've lost Tiki with your dad jokes. Don't quit your day job.
Oh, no.
He had a couple of them the other day. They were all right.
You're only as good as your last envelope.
That's very true.
Evan, can you ask your source one question for me, though? Are they not interested in Giannis? Are the Knicks not interested in Giannis? Or do they not believe they have enough to get Giannis? Because to me, by leaking this stuff out, they are setting up the narrative when they don't get Giannis, because the discourse will be, if they hadn't traded for Bridges, they would have been able to get Giannis. So is this the Garden trying to get ahead of this so that Knicks fans are not saying, oh my God, I'd much rather have Giannis than Mikal Bridges?
Well, but two things can be true at the same time. Like, and I am not going to do this as some kind of stupid Nets game. I swear to God, I am really genuinely over Mikal Bridges, so I'm being honest. If they didn't make the trade for Mikal Bridges and the Knicks still had all those first-round picks, all the assets that they traded away, they are in prime position to trade for him because they'd have to give up less in players and more in assets that don't affect you right now.
Yeah.
So now that it's a real-life player in Mikal Bridges who's helping you win, and it's a real-life player in OG Anunoby who, when he's healthy, is helping you win, and it's a real-life player in Karl-Anthony Towns, like, you're disrupting more to your roster than if it was cap filler and draft picks. So two things can be true, and I'm not saying that to rub it in, like, oh, if you didn't trade for Mikal. Like, I don't even like that slippery slope, because even as I said that, I realized, okay, let's say you didn't trade for Mikal Bridges. You probably trade for somebody else.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you're necessarily sitting pat and not using those assets for a player in the last year and a half. So we make that assumption, and I almost think it's a childish thing that some of my fellow Net fans bring up. It's irrelevant now. The trade was years ago. So I think to answer your question, they don't have enough, but they also know to make it be enough, it would be so disruptive to the roster. And they're also not going to win a bidding war. So why get involved in something they likely won't win, and even if they do win, could be too costly?
Okay, I ask that only because I think there's a civil war going on right now between Knicks fans. There's a lot of people that want to get Giannis, and there's a lot of people that feel emotional attachment to this team. This is, you know, their favorites to get to the finals. So there's a war within the Knicks fandom area right now. So I'm wondering if the Garden is just trying to get it out there where, look, we're not interested. Stop fighting with each other.
Let me tell you something.
We're going to march on.
Let me tell you something about Madison Square Garden, and I say this actually with a lot of respect. They don't give two pieces of crap what you or any other Knicks fan says. They sell the building out. They got minions who love them.
They're the freaking New York Knicks.
Right.
Do you think they give a rat's ass what Jay in Rockefeller Center or Tommy Lugauer or any other Knicks fan has to say about this?
No, I think it's if it's anything, it's more about quieting the noise in the locker room instead of Karl Anthony Towns or whoever else potentially would be involved in this trade to get Giannis. You make it go away so it's not a distraction in your own locker room. It's just make it clean. Like, focus on what's here, not what potentially could happen with this Giannis thing. So you knock that out, then all of a sudden you just focus on your team.
Yeah.
I mean, if it happens, it happens. But I think you have to, rhetorically get it out of your locker room.
And keep in mind, players signed as free agents can't be dealt till December 15th, so there won't be any trade in the next couple of weeks. And Mikal Bridges himself can't be traded until February. So if he's in a trade like this, it wouldn't happen for a while. Let's get back to your calls. A lot of Yankees on the table, especially the news last night on Yankees Hot Stove, where Jack Curry basically told the world, don't expect much from the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019, the number. Sammy is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Sammy?
Yo, what's up, Evan? What's up, Tiki? Nice talking to you guys. First time caller.
Thank you, man.
I don't understand how we got here. I just don't understand. Cal's crying about expenses, and then we get this report last night. It's prepping the fan base for an inactive offseason. And I just don't know how the Yankees are going to live with themselves with the embarrassment of not winning a World Series with Aaron Judge. One of the greatest players they've had in their history. Go through the list. DiMaggio, Mantle, all those guys won titles. What a stain on the organization if they don't win a title with this guy because they are bargain bin shopping. That's insanity to me. Hal, you are a disgrace to your father. You know what George would have done if they would have signed Devin Williams? Even if it's Devin Williams, he would have turned right around and signed Diaz just for the spite of it.
I get what you're saying. Hal is not George. The other thing is, I hate to go down this road, but I kind of want to do it briefly. It is not fair to compare Aaron Judge potentially not winning a world championship to Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, and all the other Yankee greats. The baseball was very different back then.
Right.
I mean, if we're being honest, it's just so different to say, what a disgrace that here's another all-time Yankee great, and they couldn't get him a championship. Those guys weren't playing in a world of free agency and trades. They weren't playing in a world of 18 layers of MLB postseasons. It was just different.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you mentioned it before, Giannis obviously got hurt last night. He's been the main theme of the show. We'll keep that going here with your calls, hot stove stuff as well, 888-808-1019. He is officially ruled out for the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Wow.
Giannis will be sidelined for 2 to 4 weeks with a right calf strain. That's according to Shams.
Okay. So he's not faking it, as some people surmised.
Not faking. I mean, come on. He's not going to fake an injury. People are insane with the speculation.
You know,
must have been AI.
Yeah, well, you mean like Evan asking AI about the state of the station?
Did he actually do that?
Yeah, he did.
What did they say?
I don't know, but I don't care.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why'd you even bring it up? Don't care.
I don't know. I'm just messing around. I like Evan. I think that when I heard that Giannis got hurt, right? I'm like, oh, God. And then I'm like, the calf, and of course, generally, not always a precursor to the Achilles. Let me check out the video. I got to tell you, my first instinct, did you actually see the video?
No.
I thought that he may have been hamming it up a little bit. It almost looked overly theatrical. I'm like, it looked a little fake.
I mean, who's
to
say?
Clumsy.
But why not take it a step further? Who's to say that he's actually really hurt, BT? Maybe this is just his way of
saying
it. That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. I actually thought that for a second.
I'm saying even now with the report coming out,
yeah.
2 to 4 weeks for the Cavs. Like, when does the speculation stop?
When he's traded. Given basically what that could mean, and I don't know if I really believe this, but just, you know, to work at both sides. I don't completely shoot this down. Hey, give us 2 to 4 weeks to figure out where we're going to trade him.
My point is that people are going to believe what they want to believe regardless of the truth. Giannis can legitimately be hurt right now. The reports are saying that he's hurt out 2 to 4 weeks with a strain,
yep.
And there still are going to be people that are like, nah, I'm not buying
it. Yeah, it's true.
Or that's same true. Thing with Joe Shane. Literally, the Giants came out, released a statement that said Joe Shane's going to be leading our search, and you're like, nah, I'm not buying it. Like, people just believe what they want to believe regardless.
That's true. I don't buy it because I just can't think the Giants are that dumb, number one. The Giannis...
Same with me and the Yankees, by the way. All the reports sound like the Yankees are... not going to go all in. I'm like, I'm not buying it. You know, you just believe what you want.
Yeah, and it's all good. And we were talking a lot of baseball before, which we can continue to do. Always fun. How can I do a little hot stove here? I saw, if somebody can help me out with this, maybe you even saw it. I don't know. But if you saw it out there, you're listening, you know, tweet the show, tweet me. I just didn't see it. I saw the video, and it's a good minute or so when Giannis gets hurt. Like, he's right under the rim, and he goes to take 2 or 3 strides down court. I didn't see him look back at his ankle. Which, as I know, unfortunately, from an Achilles injury, that's the first thing you do because you feel like somebody kicks you from behind as your Achilles ruptures and shrivels up your calf like a lampshade. So he was down for the entire minute, and I did not see what he looked like when he left the court. And I would like to examine, you know, the gait, the limp, the theatrics. I want to see a little further if I think maybe he's milking this. Because I'm not going to rule it out entirely. I'm not. Somebody send me the video.
So now let me ask you. I'm assuming anybody, even if he's hurt, he could be traded, right? It's not going to impact.
Oh, yeah,
okay, yeah, just making sure. So that has nothing to do with, it would just be that you'd be getting an injured player.
Correct.
Whenever they do make that trade. But the important part is that if Bridges is going to be traded, it has to be before February, right? Those are the only logistics that we were going over? As far as what would hold the deal up logistically?
Yeah.
Not an injury.
Was that the date? Was it February 5th? I'm going to double check. There was a date, and I think it was February 5th, but I don't want to give you the wrong stuff. I'm going to double check that.
No, but the report from last night was saying that they expect a resolution over the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this injury is going to impact that in any way, shape, or form. I wouldn't imagine that being the case.
So.
But okay, BT and Sal on the fan. Vinny is calling from Long Island. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Vin.
Good. Listen, before I get to my Giannis point, I'm just going to say one thing. I'm not going to get into a whole big thing about it, but it's really disappointing that you guys aren't going to be together after January. So I wish you guys the best of luck, and everything happens for a reason. I'm sure you'll both land on your feet. I can't wait to hear you on the radio.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And by the way, who says we can't be together? Keep going after that. You never know. Go ahead.
From your lips to God's ears.
Never know.
So in regards to Giannis, this is what I would say. You have to do whatever you can to get him, excluding trading Brunson. Ideally, I don't want to trade OG either, but you got to do whatever you can to get him. The reason you're getting him is because you have a deficiency in one of your two stars. Both of your stars cannot play defense, and you can't have both of them doing that. If you bring that not even a superstar, he's a megastar. You bring that megastar in, along Brunson, who knows? He will take away those deficiencies with all of his defense and still score and rebound with what Pat can do. So if you can get him without giving up Brunson and hopefully not OG, you got to go get him.
Thank you for the call there, Vinny. Yeah, I mean, look, obviously you want to keep more than give up. I was just reading another trade proposal as well that had the Knicks getting Kuzma back.
Yeah, I saw that too.
And a couple other picks right there. Yeah, I mean, you got to get Giannis if he's available, but you got to make sure that the end result should not just be, well, we went and got our second star. You're building a championship team. This is not a rebuild. This is not taking a stab at it the way they did with Carl Anthony Towns. This has to be perfected here. You need to maximize Jalen Brunson now, not next year, not 2-3 years down the road. The time for the Knicks to win the championship is now. This is their window with Jalen Brunson being a peak performer. And same thing with Giannis, by the way. It's not like, oh, well, Giannis is going to be here for the next. How old is Giannis, as a matter of fact?
I think he's 1 year older than Carl Anthony Towns. I believe he's 30 okay, or 31. So, 1 year older than Kat.
Point is, it's not like you're getting a 22-year-old superstar.
It doesn't change the window of the championship is what it comes down to.
So when you make this move, not only do you need to make sure you make this move the right move, but you also have to make sure the other pieces, if there is a secondary move or what the return is, what's going, it has to be championship ready now, or at least when the trade deadline comes and go, whatever it may be, whenever you can finalize the roster for this team.
I think it's got to be now. I don't think you can kick this down the road. By the way, and we'll see if I was right, I could be wrong, but one of the reasons why I was pretty adamant, not the only reason, but one of the reasons I leaned on what I really thought the Knicks needed to move on from Tom Thibodeau before they actually did, I was worried about, because I didn't like the way the season ended, and I was worried about this season getting off to, I don't mean an awful start, too much talent for that to happen, but a start that wasn't really appealing to me, that kind of reinforced what I already knew, and then the Knicks maybe feel compelled to make a midseason change, and maybe you waste a whole season of Jalen Brunson's prime and Jalen Brunson on a very good team-friendly Knick contract. Like, anything that you do this year must be included in a year that you legitimately could win the championship. Has to.
Limo driver Ed is calling from Allentown, PA. What's up, limo driver Ed?
All right, guys. Let me tell you about Giannis.
Yeah.
Aging. I want you guys, listen, I want you guys to go back for the past maybe 5 years. The dude's always on injured reserve. All right? And if this starts messing with that calf, okay, we have seen how many guys where it's disruption, these guys in sports today. Now, like the old days, this wasn't happening. He's there today and, messing with his calf. I don't want him. I don't want him. All right? Listen, fuck, they ain't winning with him. Just stop it. You know what? We always, as a Knicks fan and everybody, we always go get this aging player and we never win. You know, I don't want to just stop. Because you know what? You're going to bring him in, you're giving up a lot for him, and you're getting older. I don't want that. And a man cannot prove to me that he can stay on the floor. I need him for the playoffs. I don't need him to sit up here and you're going to say, well, he's messing around or he's faking it. No, man. Hey, the report's got to go to the league. You cannot do that. Because you know what? People come to see him. So you're not going to have that in the NBA.
Now, Eddie. Eddie, now I'm not saying that he's definitely pulling the hustle here, but you're going to be so naive where you definitively say that would not happen. I don't put anything past the NBA at this point.
All right, then, but that's fine. But guess what, too? People are getting tired of as fans. You got to have them on the floor.
I understand that, but
time management.
I thank you for the call there, Ed. A little noise in the background. Appreciate you always checking in.
Well, he's driving the limo.
That's true. He's working.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's parked. Maybe he's eating. We don't know if he's driving somebody around now.
Limo driver Ed, I'm assuming he's driving around now, although it wouldn't be peak hours, I wouldn't think, for a limo. No?
It wouldn't be. But my question would be, and my first radio job was in Allentown, so I don't mean this as a shot. I mean this
who's
is
Who's using limos there?
Who are you driving around a limo in Allentown? I left 20 years ago.
Like proms or something, I guess? It's not prom season. I'm just saying in general, to use a limo.
True. Weddings, of course. I don't think you're getting married at 12:13 on a Thursday. Don't have anything Judaism like midday, midweek that might be compelled to call the limo service?
No, but it could be a wedding coming up.
Right.
We know, but we're talking about right now.
Like at 12:30. Well, maybe he's just not, maybe he also drives other vehicles, not just limos.
Or maybe he's just prepping the limo for Friday night or Saturday night wedding.
If I'm Ed and I'm a driver, I want to be referred to as limo driver Ed.
Of course.
Or limo driver Sal.
Anything else is a downgrade. Sure.
Possibilities. Limo driver Sal.
Yeah, well, listen, maybe we're going to be checking out that Uber app for a different reason.
Limo driver Sal versus, regular car driver Sal.
Yeah.
He could just be driving, doing his job, but not in the limo yet because that's only used on special occasions.
That's a very interesting point. Now, I know that your dad, rest in peace, was a mechanic, very good with his hands, unlike his son who had his wife change the flat tires. You told us the story.
He'd be proud, Bob.
He'd be proud of other stuff, not that. Yeah. And I know he
would be proud that I. however I did it, I figured out a way to make sure I got here on time.
That is true.
Morning
show. And you did find your way to WFAN, which he knew you wanted to get to, so he is proud of that. But you, he was a car guy. I was not a car guy at all. My dad was the exact opposite of a car guy. But, you know,
I'm more with you and your dad, obviously.
I know you are, but did you ever have, like, I don't even think I had a car where I was like, God, I'd love to. Like, growing up, and this is like in the late 80s, early 90s, a lot of my buddies had, like, pictures of Lamborghinis in their bedroom. I had pictures of Don Mattingly and Nicole Eggert.
Right.
Like, did you actually, was there any car that you're like, I got to get that when I'm a grown man and I can afford it?
No.
Me neither.
I just never had, again, I grew up in a house that my father did it and a lot of his friends, but, and he had a lot of great cars. Still have some of them, so.
Didn't he leave you a Porsche?
No,
he left
Porsche.
You a
Porsche.
I thought he did.
No, he's more, Porsche, where are you getting that from?
An old one. I thought that's what you told me.
A Corvette was
Okay, I'm not that far. What's the difference? Oh, you make it like I'm saying that he left you a Yugo.
No.
It's a Corvette,
A Corvette was my first car that I would drive that to high school.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, but no,
first
he
car was,
more,
was a vet.
He was more of a classic, a classic car guy.
Like 50s, 60s.
Yeah, 55 Chevy.
There you go.
67 Firebird, 67 Ooh. Camaro. Things
Ooh,
like
a Camaro.
That. Look at me talking
cars,
Yeah,
no, that's
huh?
good Camaro
yeah.
fire right there.
I would look at, and then I would always watch him get upset working on these things and be aggravated. And to me, it just was like, I'd rather go watch baseball. So meanwhile, he hated sports. So it was a weird dynamic. What's the point of this when I go to be a limo driver soon? I would want to be called Limo Driver Sal.
But we'll call
so
you
who
that.
Knows? And what was that talking about with the Knicks?
Dude, I don't know, man.
LDS, Limo Driver Sal. At your service.
Hi, son. Oh, God almighty.
Hey, man. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Hey,
listen, I hear you, man. I understand that. I get you.
PT and Sal on the fan. Pete and Seaford. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
It's really a shame that the Knicks kind of, like, shot their wad with the Bridges trade and all the draft capital. You know, there was rumors about Giannis early last season, too, when they were struggling. The only way the Knicks are getting Giannis is if he says to Bucks management, I am only going to the Knicks, and oh, by the way, I'm going, this calf strain is going to last 10 weeks if you don't do that.
Well, that's what makes that power play flex, I agree.
But he can't do it. He
already told them that he wants to go for the Knicks.
No, I'm saying you can't legally say you're going to be out for 10 weeks.
He can't legally do it. And also, I know people are talking about you trade Brunson, small guards don't win championships. You know, trading Brunson, even for a player of Giannis's caliber, would be like, it's like, that would be like the Mets trading Seaver all over again. You just don't do it. You know, my son standing next to me, he would be irate if Jalen Brunson was not a Knick anymore.
There are some guys that you just, I mean, and thank you for the call, Pete.
Thanks, bud.
He's untouchable. That's why I was telling Hoff before, it was Hoff's opinion, who was saying that he thinks the Knicks would trade him, whatever. And then we get into the idea of, well, would they be better with Giannis being the focal point as to Brunson, whatever. Those are different conversations. They're not trading him. It defeats the purpose of bringing in Giannis, moving on from Jalen Brunson. He's as untouchable an athlete in this town as you can possibly be, with good reason. I'd rather lose with Jalen Brunson than win without him. That, I wouldn't have traded Ewing for Jordan back in the 90s. Call me an idiot, call me a fool, I've heard worse, and I understand Jordan versus Ewing. I wouldn't have traded Patrick Ewing, or John Starks for that matter, for anybody. And Jalen Brunson is actually certainly better than Starks, and you have argued, BT, better than Ewing.
He impacts winning more, not necessarily better, that he impacts winning more than Ewing.
I'm not ready to go there. What I do know is the Knicks were an unmitigated disaster on many levels for over 20 years prior to the arrival of the savior, another number 11. The way that Messier saved the Rangers, Jalen Brunson has saved the New York Knicks. He loves being here. He embodies everything that's great about this city and New York Knicks basketball. Takes less money, a captain, makes the team better, star player. There's nobody on earth that I would trade Jalen Brunson for from a New York Knicks perspective.
Well said. Well said. Serious question for you.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this, and when we mess around, and we love when, I'm talking about the old Knicks, you just brought up Patrick. You know, we've had a little Von Patrick, and we all remember the cadence of the of the introductions. Mm-hmm. John Starks, Charles Oliver, Jim Union. The Knicks, to my knowledge, and I don't think I'm missing anybody, have never had a five-syllable superstar.
Hmm.
And Antetokounmpo is five syllables.
Has anybody had a five-syllable superstar before?
I'm sure there's a couple, but I don't know. But I'm talking about the Knicks. Like, even going back to before they did, like, Clyde Frazier, Willis Reed, one-syllable, two-syllable.
I think he probably just hit you with a Giannis or something like that. You know what
you
I mean?
You think he ignores his last name? Do you know how prideful that man is of his Greek descent? There's no way he's going to let him, in New York City with the Greek population, he's not going to let him say his last name. Of course he's going to say my last name.
I know, but I'm saying when you score a bucket, everybody's going to call him Giannis. Yeah. Everybody does call him Giannis.
Oh, everybody called Patrick Ewing Patrick.
I know, but it's and easy still to say Patrick Ewing. It's not easy to say Giannis Antetokounmpo. How do you even do that?
That's my point. I don't know.
Giannis.
I think you have to. You know what I think you have to do? I think you have to do it very aggressive.
One shot.
Oh, I love that part. That's money right there. And the one. Yeah. I think
what's his name? Mike?
Koshevsky, something like that. Yes. Great guy. I've met him a few times. He's awesome, and he just adds to the ambiance. He's great.
As a matter of fact, I hated when I would go to a game, and he wasn't on PA.
Me too. Now, I'm not trying to call you out if you don't know it. I'm older, so maybe you don't. Do you remember the prior public address announcer before the gentleman that we just said, I may have butchered his name a little bit, but we all know who we're talking about.
Spencer Ross.
Spencer did some games.
Took a stab at
it. Not bad. John Condon.
Yes,
yeah, I know the name.
Well, they used to have the booth, the John Condon broadcast booth.
And now the media room.
John Condon Media Room.
Where I go for St. John's, get the notes and stuff. Yeah, so John Condon.
So it was the old booth, but then when they renovated the garden.
Then they made it it was the Marty Glickman booth.
Marty Glickman,
before they renovated the garden.
Yeah.
The Marty Glickman booth, they had that, remember that, like the Wiz sign and the MSG, like illuminated neon sign. And during halftime, and obviously after the game, the players would walk through it. They would walk right underneath the Marty Glickman Memorial Booth.
Okay, that's what I got mixed up, the John Condon press room. In my mind, I remember the name, yes.
Correct,
okay.
But I think, just to summarize this, to keep it moving,
I think it might be a Nick.
I think that it has to be very aggressive and very fast, like, Giannis Antetokounmpo! Like, I don't think you just, if you draw it out, you're going to stutter all over yourself.
Do you have one?
I have a question for you. What if Aaron Boone was the coach to Giannis Antetokounmpo? Would he be Yanni? Yanni?
Yeah, probably.
One of my good friends' name is Yanni. Love him.
Okay.
Golfing
now, partner. Now we've gone off the rails. Thank you both for derailing that
I don't
thing.
Understand that. I don't understand. What, I mean, I know Yanni the musician. I don't know what you mean by
Dove,
that at all.
Judgy. Dove, give us.
Oh, I got you. Dove.
I mean, my God.
No, I got you. My bad. No, I got you.
Oh, my God.
Dove, I know. Hey, Dove, we're all preoccupied these days. Oh, no. Hop, what we say?
I knew what you meant. I just thought it was awful.
It was terrible.
Give us your best PA call.
Yeah, Dovey.
Come on, Dove.
You have to.
Dove, go out with a bang.
You must do it. By the way, hold on. Dig down deep and get the stones to do it, because you're going to do it before we go to break, no matter what. You're going to do it.
Oh.
But as you're trying to get the stuff to do it.
Bullying taking place.
Well, no. Let me just let everybody know that Dove had a very, very interesting post last night on social media.
I saw that. Yeah.
But I don't know that everybody knows. And
we can do that after the break.
No. We want to hear what Dove is going to do now. I want to hear, Dove, do what Sal just instructed you to do.
Starting to become real with obviously Giannis and his agent trying to expedite the process here, maybe getting out of Milwaukee. He wants the Knicks. So the question becomes, what would you give up from a Knicks perspective? Now, I would do it. And I see some of the rumors out there. I want Giannis. And I understand the flaws of Giannis and, you know, he's injured, whatever it may be, trying to figure out just because that would be totally blowing it up. But I'm going all in to get Giannis, even if it means trading Bridges and Ananobi, obviously Karl-Anthony Towns. I mean, there's going to be a lot there, but I would do what it takes to bring Giannis in and pair him with Jalen.
Who's the first man off the bench? Tyler Kolek?
I love Kolek.
I do like him. Get Shamit back healthy. Yeah. I think that Shamit's my boy as well. Of course, you're talking about Giannis, man. Yeah. So of course, everything needs to be exhausted, and it will be, all right? We know about over the summer the conversations where the Knicks and the Bucks spoke, apparently, reportedly, however you want to frame it. Giannis only wants the Knicks. So there's a slight advantage, Knicks, where they might not have to give everything that the Bucks want, because Giannis could make life miserable behind the scenes for the Bucks. If it's like a real old school aggressive power play, like you could talk to the Lakers and you could talk to the Celtics and you could talk to the Heat. I'm not going there. Like, if you don't trade me to the Knicks, I'm not suiting up. And that would be a massive leverage point for the Knicks. I don't know if he'll do that, but if he does, huge, and it happens.
Right.
If not, You got to get down to what you just said. And it's got to be an OG, a Bridges thing, a ton of picks that they're probably going to get from a third team.
I mean, I've seen a bunch of different.
I think both, probably, yeah.
I took a screenshot of one of these things that I saw last night. This would be light. Carl Anthony Towns,
yep.
OG,
but they don't want Cat. That's the problem. We'll get back to that. But they don't.
Carl Anthony Towns, OG, and a first-round pick. Well, yeah, but that's the problem.
OG, first-round. Go ahead.
Why would they want Carl Anthony Towns?
Exactly.
So,
I don't really want him, with all due respect.
Well, that's the point. But without getting rid of Towns, I don't think anything's solved.
Well, I disagree, because if I'm going to put myself in the shoes of the Bucks, all we do is put ourselves in the shoes
of
the Knicks.
Could that even work financially?
Well, that's why you would need both. You would need OG and you would need Bridges
to go in lieu of Towns. Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, with all the first round picks the Knicks have shipped out in the Bridges deal, you'd have to get a third team in there. We're not going to bore you with that stuff. That's weedsy stuff. Third team, what kind of ancillary? Let's focus on the meat here, okay? So I don't want Carl Anthony Towns. Let me take that back. I don't believe that Carl Anthony Towns is the second best player on our New York Knicks will ever win a championship.
Bingo.
Okay, we both said that. We don't believe it. We don't think he's that guy. He's really good.
Worth the shot. I love the initial trade. Worth the shot.
Yep.
I've seen enough and did see enough last year to make that decision. So I think we came to that conclusion relatively early on.
We did.
Or even in the postseason, just watching that.
Well, I mean, the problem, just to expand for a moment, the things that he's not good at, I believe, really kill you in May, and more specifically in June, whether it's help defense, whether it's just being exploited defensively, whether it's an inconsistency, stupid fouls, sloppy turnovers, all those things, right? So we're on the same page with that. So if we think that, why would the Bucks want him? Why would the Bucks want Carl Anthony Towns?
Well, because he's the best talent maybe that they could get in exchange for a super talent that doesn't want to be there anymore.
Well, maybe the best talent they could get from the Knicks, which ties into what I said before about unless there's, like, if there's no power play behind closed doors, because Giannis is not going to be out, you know, front and center being the bad guy.
Well, they're already doing that.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's as bad as it's going to get. You know what I mean? I don't think it's going to get
this is
ugly,
pretty,
ugly.
Oh, all right, fair enough, but this is pretty forward with that. There were rumblings of it over the summer.
Yeah, that's true.
Now it's at the forefront. Like they said, it's going to get resolved in a couple of weeks.
Well, you know, by the way, there's actually people saying last night he was acting when he got hurt. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I mean, and I watched it over and over and over. It's a calf strain, if it's real, which I think it is. You know, Boomer said this. I've said this. You know, calf strain, Durant, others, generally a precursor to the Achilles rolling up, you know. So you'd have to think about that as well. But the point is, like, if I am the Bucks, I'm going to move this thing forward. I think the better way to do that would be with younger, not young, but younger or youngish athletic wings who could shoot, who could play some D. And to me, that profile obviously is OG and Bridges.
Right.
So to me, from the Bucks, again, working under the
You want those two.
Yeah. And I might even ask for McBride, give me a first round pick, get the other teams involved. So that's where I stand on that.
All right. Then can I ask you, though, let's say that that's the thing, because this is all hypothetical and just a fun conversation to have as basketball fans.
It is, but like there's realness here. Like he wants out and the Knicks want him.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, that's
it's not like fairy tale land. Like,
I know.
If the Yankees could get Bellinger, Tucker, and Schuble, I mean, this could happen.
Yeah, or the Giants could get Joe Burrow, whatever. Like, whatever we have those conversations. This can happen, yes, but I'm just playing hypothetical. Let's say then it is the idea of moving on from OG and Bridges and bringing in whatever, you know, Deuce McBride, whatever picks.
Yep.
You bring in Giannis. Now the conversation is not, okay, would you trade for Giannis or what would you give up for Giannis? Now do you think that Giannis, Jalen, and Kat can work together?
Bang, that's the one.
I mean, that's a tough call. Although what I would say before you could ponder this as I just think of it.
Because I'm not sure of my answer right now, so I need to ponder.
You know what I've been saying about Kat, where I want him to play.
Outside.
The perimeter.
Yeah.
This should, in theory, now you're losing tremendous defensive players and wing players in Anunoby and Bridges,
which is paramount in the modern NBA.
But
paramount.
But you replace them at least offensively with Kat playing on the perimeter, with Giannis attacking the rim, Jalen's game, he's going to be freed up. Now, the question is, do the Knicks have enough shooting? Giannis can't shoot. Do you need that much shooting when you have Giannis?
I think you do. And by the way, they would also still probably have Mitchell Robinson, so that kind of satisfies at least interiorly the defense. No, from a defensive point of view.
I know, but offensively, that's a mess.
Well, he's a zero, but you don't need him to, you don't need him to do anything now.
My point is, offensively, with Giannis' greatest strength attacking the rim, Mitch is going to get in the way.
Oh, get in the way like a little, okay. Not so much redundancy, just being in his way.
Matter of fact, I think Kat is a better fit with Giannis and Brunson than Mitchell Robinson, meaning I want Mitch the hell out of the way.
I know what you're saying. I know. And Mitch, you know, 20 feet away from the rim is a complete non-entity, whereas with Cat, he's a real three-point threat.
And now in this hypothetical, if you trade Bridges, OG, and Robinson is not in the... You're losing all your best defensive players.
I don't think Mitch would be in that. I mean, again, it could change. Yeah. It could change. But yeah, you know, at guard, Tyler Kolek, first middle defense, Shamit. Like I said that before, but I mean, there is a point, and this is your ultimate point based on the subset of the question you posed to me. Yeah, all right, bring in Giannis, but is there enough
right
in the cupboards to satisfy what it takes to win a championship? And now I give you my answer. First of all, I think at that point, I then think the Knicks will be incredibly motivated because now Cat would force them to trade him. I don't think he'd want... He's not even loving being the second option now.
So now you're totally reshuffling what was a team that was supposed to be built to go compete for a championship that is off to a solid start here.
And listen, he's supposed to win last night. I don't like what happened against the Celtics, whatever. Pistons are really good, but I still think they're better than them. But think about this. Neither you... nor I thought that they were a championship team.
Right.
We said this going in. Now, I remember saying early, I'm like, this team could win 62 games. And then I'm like, no, the more I thought about this, I'm more probably 55, 56, top two, top three seed. They're not winning the championship.
But they were one of the favorites in the East, at least.
I understood, but that's Vegas, that's paper, that's gambling. Let's look at the reality of the Knicks now. They're not winning the championship. I think outside of, unless you're a sycophant or, and that's fine. I'm not trying to take a shot at, you know, delusional fanboys, and there's a lot of them out there. But the reality, the brass.
Chernoff once called me that for Mike.
He called you a fanboy?
No. Sycophant. Because I never heard of what you're a sycophant for Mike.
Are you serious?
Yeah, when I was defending Mike something way back years ago.
Well, truth of the matter, was he wrong?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Nobody defends Mike like Sal. Every time I hear that word, I think of it. Yeah.
And you know why I pulled that word? I don't think I ever used that word. I still don't really use it. I know I never really came across it, even in the context of literature, whatever. You know who used to write that and use it against me? Raceman.
Did he? Yeah,
all the time.
For who? Who were you sick of fans for?
Everybody. Oh, the Knicks, the Yankees, the Jets, the Giants. You name it. Every team that I root for. So you used that a lot against me. Yeah, he did. Yeah. All right, so...
Mike's the only winner out of those, out of the bunch. I was at least a sick of fan for the right guy.
I know. That's true. So I think, because there's already rumblings that Cat's not enthralled, even though he played great last night with his role now. And go back to training camp when he was asked about what his role was. He's like, I don't know. Now, remember that? Now, it's been modified a little bit since because they're figuring things out, and the offense is the least of the Knicks' issues. But now if you put Giannis there, I think Karl Anthony Towns demands a trade, which I think is good because now you get the shooters back and maybe some wing defenders that you had to give up in Bridges and OG to get Giannis.
But now you're totally blowing up the whole thing.
I'm
in
fine
the middle
with that. Okay.
All right.
You're not going to win. If you don't blow anything up, you're not going to win. That's my opinion. You're not going to win with this group.
But that's one thought.
Win it all.
The other thought would be, let's just see what could happen here. Now, I'm with you. I want Giannis here. But I'm also not factoring in that they're going to have to give up. You know, I want Towns out. Giannis in, Towns out.
Yeah, it's not that simple, though, Sal. Me too.
It's not going to be just Towns, obviously.
Yeah.
Giannis plus one of Bridges or OG. Plus you want to take Deuce and a pick. That, to me, would be the fit. Giving up both Bridges and Anunoby.
I know.
And keeping Towns.
I know.
In that scenario, I'm not sure that's a championship team anyway.
I know. Well, that's why I immediately propose and pivot to Towns then being rerouted. Because I don't think that it would work with a Brunson-Towns-Giannis dynamic.
Right.
The talent's there. I just don't think it would fit. And I don't think that the Knicks would win a championship if it's just Brunson and Giannis and no Bridges and no OG. There's a lot here. This is going to be a very tough needle to thread for Leon Rose.
One more thing before we get to the calls here. 888-808-119, BT and Sal on the Fan. Don't you think that Leon Rose should have anticipated that this would be a possibility?
Yes.
Because remember, when he went all in for Townsend, I loved it a year ago. Loved it. But that was basically the final move. Boom, Bridges. Boom, Towns. Here you go. Go get a championship.
Mm-hmm.
There had to be a thought that, Leon Rose is as connected as anybody else. There had to be some kind of thought that maybe, and there were rumors for years that might be the case, that Giannis would either make himself available or want to come to the Knicks specifically.
Yep.
They put themselves in a spot where they made all-in moves. instead of maybe just playing it out. Like, the reason why I bring that up is, wouldn't you rather have Giannis with Randall and DiVincenzo versus Giannis and Karl-Anthony Towns? Like, once you trade those assets for Towns,
yeah,
now you're making a decision to go all in on him.
Yeah,
and
I hear you.
A potential better fit.
Yeah, it's an interesting way of looking at it. I mean, I think Leon's done a really good job here, and he is definitely connected. I also think that what's going to be most appealing to Milwaukee would be the boatload of picks they gave up in the Bridges deal. So yeah, maybe that's what we should focus on. Like, maybe if there was a forward thought, hey, we're going to have to, you know what I mean, do something else.
Towns to another team, and the other team gives Milwaukee the boatload of picks. Could that be the...
I mean, it could be. Listen, there's
Towns
a lot.
Towns has to go. No, seriously, I'm not trying to knock him.
I'm not a huge fan.
I'm not talking about personally. Personally, he seems like a great guy, and I obviously he's a very skilled basketball player. My reason for saying that was, for the Knicks to win a championship, Towns has to go.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever scenario includes bringing Giannis in must include removing Karl-Anthony Towns from the equation.
And by the way, let me just say this. If, like, the Knicks are on the cusp of winning a championship, I don't give a damn who's in the studio on the air. I'm busting in, and I'm getting on the air.
BT and Sal, all the fan or friends of Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut
to Maine. Same for the Jets.
Nobody beat Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let's start with Adam in South Jersey. What's up, Adam?
Good morning, guys. It's good to hear you. You know, I wanted to make sure, it is a very busy time of year for me. You guys know I'm a mailman,
yep,
and I usually can't call much during this time of year, but I had to make sure I got through to you at least one more time before whatever happens. I just want to tell you guys, before Nick point, you guys have kept me rolling for 2 years in this truck. You're all I listen to, and if they do this, it's a huge mistake, and
we appreciate the support, Adam. Thank you very much.
Now to the Knicks. Okay, I think that the Knicks, and Leon Rose, he's smart. He knows just what we see. He knows that Towns is not a championship player. He knows somehow he's going to have to move Towns in this, and you have to get Giannis. Now, they can't trade Bridges, at least not yet, because of the contract. I don't think they can trade him to February. So if this happens soon, they're not going to be able to include Bridges in the deal.
So is that why they're saying in a couple of weeks here it's got to be resolved?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, because Bridges is untradeable. I don't remember the date, but he's untradeable because of his new contract until a certain date. So they would have to wait for this to happen. But I think I like what Sal said, and I think that's very possible. It could be a three-team deal where you end up sending Towns elsewhere. Picks end up going back to Milwaukee, that type of deal. But if you can get Giannis, with the exception of Brunson, everybody's available. Right. You got to get him. He's a winning player. You put him with another winning player, and then you build it in from there. You got your defense from Mitch, and whatever you got to replace, you replace. But now you're putting two bona fide dogs together. We know Towns isn't a dog. We know Giannis is.
Yes.
And that's what you need. You know what I'm saying?
Great call, Adam.
And I wish you guys the best. I love yous. Nothing but the best in the future. I will keep following you no matter where
you are, guys.
Thank you for everything.
You're the man, Adam. Thank you.
Hopefully everybody's tipping you out during the holidays. Do the mailmen still get tipped out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, the loan guy. Yeah, you get certain things you have to do.
I know. It's just such an annoyance because, like, the garbage men.
Uh-huh.
Can I call them that?
That's their job.
No, I know.
What's sanitation workers?
What's the politically correct thing in today's
day? I don't think that
sanitation. Thank you.
I don't think that's a firestorm.
Oh, I don't know.
That's true. Who the hell knows anymore?
Sanitation workers, like, the issue is not tipping them. The issue is, what do you do with it? They say, don't leave it on the garbage can. Then you got to find them, and you're out there, you know, trying to run out there. I tell my wife, did the garbage
can. And it's cold. It's not like it's during the summer. Yeah, that's
so
true.
That's
so maybe
issue.
They get screwed
mailman,
a little bit, unfortunately.
Little bit, is mailman even?
Yeah.
Is that
or mailwoman? Do we genderize it now? Yeah, I don't know.
Postal worker?
Yeah.
Mail people?
Yeah,
postal
I guess
workers.
we'll get everybody
anyway,
involved there.
Hopefully
yeah.
Adam gets taken care of right there. But yes, that is the point. The point is, you want to pair Giannis and Brunson together. Now, you want to do that as your top two stars without Karl-Anthony Towns getting in the way. That's the idea.
Yeah, Hoff was on his massive bend. Did you see his tweet about Brunson last night?
No, I didn't.
Did you see his tweet about Jalen Brunson last night? Hoff,
you think I'm watching? I'm following along on Twitter right now? Come on, man. I don't think you can follow me, period, in the story.
It's the last place we go, Twitter.
Can I just say something for everybody that's killing me right now? This is not something I pulled from my tush yesterday.
I said...
Don't be surprised when Jalen Brunson is traded for Giannis. Because
come on,
this
man.
Is something but this is something that happened since the summer. Because I felt this way. Once they fired Tibbs, that was the we're not buying into Jalen Brunson fully. We are moving forward, and we're going to move on with somebody else. And I think they believe in Cat more than they do Brunson.
17 hours ago, don't be surprised. Don't be shocked when Jalen Brunson heads to the Bucks in the Giannis deal. That's our producer.
Yes.
And, weekend talent, overall talent.
Let's read the tea leaves. Julius Randle was a guy that Leon Rose sat down with and said, what do we need to do to get you a championship? And they work together. And then all of a sudden, they bring in Jalen Brunson. Julius Randle moves on. They sat down with trying to build around Jalen Brunson. They bring in Cat. Now they moved on to Cat, and Jalen Brunson's going to be gone. Their coach is gone. I wouldn't be surprised if his father's be gone.
I quit on that. I'm done with
the
Knicks. I know they're not. I just to engage that for a moment. There's zero chance.
Oh, but here's the other thing, too. Explain to me why the Bucks want to get Cat or anybody else.
I don't think they do. That's what we were just saying.
Exactly. So if they're going to want Giannis, if they're going to trade Giannis to the Knicks, Brunson makes the most sense.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
for the Bucks?
He's running point for the Knicks, Cole.
Come on.
Come on, dude.
Bridges.
Giannis has been the main topic today. Angelo is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Angelo?
So, as far as Cat goes, because Cat has to be in this trade, surely for the money, he's got to be in the trade. It's so upsetting because he's not the player that we thought he was going to be. I was so excited.
Actually, he's totally the guy.
He's exactly the player.
Yeah, a great scorer, terrific shooter, slow and soft. He's exactly that guy.
Me and you watch every game.
Yeah.
The stupid fouls.
Yes.
The not following the shots. We took a road trip to Boston, and just watching him complain with the referees and watching guys go by for a layup, it's so sickening. So my package is Cat, OG, his hamstring, and picks for Giannis, if that works.
Cat, OG,
because I love
picks.
Bridges. I love Bridges. And the people that call up and say about trading Brunson, first of all, in the world, let's say we hated Brunson, which he's the best clutch player, the best point guard we've had in our adult lifetime, right?
Yep. Oh, God,
yeah. The money wouldn't work anyway.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. It's not realistic. It doesn't make sense to trade Jalen Brunson to bring in Giannis.
No,
what are we doing here? Hey, then you become the Bucks.
One more thing, Sal.
Do become
about the Knicks in general, Sal. About the Knicks in general, and BT, you're going to laugh at this one. Sal, you were right. I miss Tom Thibodeau. I never thought I would say that.
Get out of here.
Wait. Watching a guy who never slept versus the fire drill, known as Mike Brown.
Yeah.
It's crazy. He doesn't let guys get comfortable in the game, in and out. And Tibbs was the boss. And I was the guy that was all for this, Tibbs going. Yeah. Tibbs was a boss as a coach. Mike Brown is looking down to the assistant coaches. And it's just... I don't know. It's not working.
You some would say it's like he's like, you know, a clown a little bit on the sidelines. You know what I'm saying?
You have to let the players get comfortable.
You don't think I'm going to stop being me, do you? I mean, I don't care what the circumstance is. I'm going to go out my way. No, that's the thing. Mike Brown seems like a great guy.
He's very loved.
But that's
around the league.
Yeah, but that's the point.
Well, that's
what, I don't that, want somebody to be loved.
That was your reaction. Yeah. Who was it? Was it... they've got the Up and Smoke pod, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah,
not Steven
Matt
Jackson,
Barnes.
Matt Barnes.
Yeah, Matt Barnes.
And we played it on the show when he was talking about how from Sacramento, what a great guy he is. Everybody loves him. And you heard that. You're like, I don't like that. And I don't necessarily like that either. I like, you know, it's one thing to delegate, but there's got to be a definitive line of authority. And maybe with Mike Brown, it's not as clear, but he's an offensive plus.
He is the complete opposite of Tibbs, where Tibbs was a no-nonsense, structure, discipline, organization, knows what he's doing. Brown is just like, he's the complete opposite. Even in the post-game press conferences, yucking up with the media, having fun, laughing around.
Uh-huh.
That could be good for some, and maybe it could be good for a short run. I would not want that, which is why, with all due respect, and Mike Brown's a fine coach. I just don't think he's the guy to take the Knicks to the next level. I'd much rather have Tibbs. We've gone over this before.
We have.
And by the way, it's way too early to be making decisive calls on the results so far.
100%. Knicks have had a couple of injuries, obviously, with Brunson being a little bit jacked up. OG's been out for a little bit here. You know, and I just went back to the beginning of last year, and I knew it was a rough start. I want to see exactly how rough. The Knicks were 5-6 at one point. Now, that's obviously an incredibly small sample. They lost to the Bulls. I remember that was a. I remember that game, actually. That was a bad move. And Towns almost 50 points that game, but they lost. And then they start to get hot. But, like, the Knicks were fairly, you know, middling. They were 15-10 on December 11th. That's not exactly setting the world on fire. And 14-7 and being the 3 seed right now behind the Pistons and another team that you're supposed to be better than, that's not exactly setting the world on fire. I guess for me, the difference is, There's not much of a difference in terms of like imprint in the league or standings. The only difference is if you believe offensively that when it's all said and done, this team will get over the hump because of Mike Brown versus what you thought Tom Thibodeau could do for them defensively last year and the years before that.
Saul is calling from Fresh Meadows. What's up, Saul?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
The question about bringing Giannis, any team would want to have Giannis, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, now. I am questioning this. He's been playing for the Bucks, and the team that surrounds him, all the guys, the backups, the starters, and whoever, collectively, are they that much worse, or do you think that the current Knicks without Kat would be that much of an improvement for him to be playing with, that all of a sudden he would make this team a winner when he didn't make the other team a winner?
Well, it's a really good question, but you need to tell me who exactly is on the Knicks with him. So right. Not to play the guessing
the
game. Give me names.
Let's say you're going to get rid of Kat.
Yep.
Which I don't think is necessary.
All right, well, just tell me the names and we can reevaluate. So who's left? Brunson? So it'll be Giannis and Brunson, right?
Right. Now, didn't they have a guy who came over to their team last year? Was it Lillard?
Yes, and he got hurt.
Okay. And he was supposed to be the answer to everything,
but he's
and
done.
He didn't turn out to
but
be.
But no, you're right, Saul, but he's physically done. He's older, and he's different, he's a volume, even though he's actually fairly efficient. But I ask you that because if it's Giannis and Brunson versus what they currently have right now, yes, Giannis and Brunson would be much better than. It's a good question. I really mean that. Like, I'm not even trying to placate you. It is a really good question because to make this happen, the Knicks are going to have to strip away a lot of valuable assets, and that's part of the start of the show. Go back and listen on the Free Odyssey app. That's what Sal and I were chopping up and trying to chop through to see, like, okay, well, who's left? I mean, okay, but it sounds great, Giannis and Brunson, or pardon me, Giannis and Brunson sounds terrific. But if it's three scrubs, you know, next to him, that's not going to work out. I don't think it will be. I appreciate the question. What I'll do for you is I'll just go to...
But to his point, the Bucks should be better than what they are.
I don't know about that.
It's not like I'm breaking down Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
I don't think they should be. I don't know.
But they have a... Well, if Giannis is such a superstar that he was, then why don't they have a better record? They do have a decent supporting cast.
Remember, they got Miles Turner for the Pacers.
Yes.
Hold on. That's the name that jumps. I know the A.J. Green's playing some minutes.
Kevin
Porter right?
Yeah, Kevin Porter Jr. is averaging 19.8 a game.
What's he shooting, though? I mean, anybody could put points up when you're averaging 120 as a team. What's he shooting from three? What's he shooting overall?
56.3 overall.
So that's outstanding.
59.1 for three-pointers.
That's even better. Okay, so.
No, wait. That might be, I'm sorry. Hold on a second here. He's definitely shooting 56.3 from the field. The other number I gave you, I think.
All right, but that's really good. Jericho Sims is playing big minutes for them.
Accurate. Kuzma. Regular season, 59.1%.
Are you serious? Yeah. Let's get him.
Hold on a second. He's only playing four games. That's the issue.
But he also played 35 minutes last night. Yeah. And
well, that's why I saw
him
light it up last night. I'm looking through the box score last night. Anyway, they got some potential there.
But they don't have Brunson is my point. Like, Miles Turner, good player. Porter, fine. A.J. Green, Ryan Rollins, Bobby Portis, Kuzma, Jericho Sims, Gary Trent Jr., great. There's nobody that can shine Brunson's shoes there. So Brunson with Giannis right away, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Imagine if Brunson was the starting point guard instead of Ryan Rollins. Like, that's a team that's probably going to win the championship, or at least represent the Eastern Conference, I think.
Well, they also should be better. The point is they should be better than what they are, 10-13. I mean, that's just not good. With a superstar to be 10-13, Giannis alone should be better than that. BT and Sal on the Fan, when we come back, we'll have Nick Kostos join us, go over week 14 in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.